Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today in a beautiful setting that you have given us. To see the white snow, it is how you cleanse us as white as snow. Because of the cleansing you give through Jesus Christ for us. As we look at your word today, we ask that you show us what you want us to learn from the word of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
My words which I have chosen for my text today are from chapter 92 of the Psalms. Beginning at verse 1.
从第一节开始,
I am going to be reading from the Living Bible because of the simplicity it uses in the English words. I'll read both verses and then you can read them.
Okay.
It is good to say thank you to the Lord, to sing praises to the God who is above all gods. Every morning tell him thank you for your kindness, and every evening rejoice in all his faithfulness. Verses 1 and 2.
称谢耶和华，歌颂至高者的名，用十弦的乐器和瑟，用琴弹优雅的声音，早晨传扬你的慈爱，每夜传扬你的信实，这本为美事。
In Canada and the United States, we always have a Thanksgiving Day in the fall of the year.
在这个加拿大和美国呢，明年的秋天都有这个感恩节。
It was set up many years ago in order to give thanks for the crops and the harvest at the end of the summer.
多年前这个节日呢，就设立的目的呢，就是要来庆祝，当我们这个出熟的果子收获的时候呢，就来庆祝。
It was always a time of being able to give thanks to God for what he had given us through the crops of the year.
这是一个特别的时候，我们可以借着这个机会呢，来感谢神他给我们明年的丰收。
Today, many of them celebrate Thanksgiving, but really, Jesus doesn't have a part of it anymore.
那今天虽然好多人在庆祝感恩节，但是呢，他们中间可能神，主耶稣不在中间。
I am told that thankfulness is a learned skill.
那我自己呢，从小学习，也听说就是说，这个感恩的心呢，是学习来的。Children
will learn how to say thank you from the parents as they see them modeled how to give thanks.
那孩子呢，从小跟着父母学习怎么样来去感恩。
Sometimes when I see people on television who have been stealing or murder and they're in their 20s and 30s, and I wonder who taught them this way.
那有时候我在电视上看到好多人在20出头的时候就开始偷盗啊，甚至来谋杀，我就在想谁教导他们这样做的呢？
The parents have a responsibility in teaching these children how to give thanks.
我们父母呢，有一个责任，要教导我们的孩子怎么样有一个感恩的心。
Jesus set us a wonderful example of giving thanks.
耶稣呢，给我们设立一个感恩的最好的榜样。
He was feeding the 4,000 people at one time, but before he fed them, he gave thanks to God for what he was going to do.
耶稣基督做了一个很好的榜样，他在喂饱4,000人之前呢，他先感谢神，将要做的事情。
The disciple says, where are we going to get food for all these people? But Jesus said, just have them sit down and we will feed them.
门徒说，我们哪有食物来喂饱这四千人呢？耶稣说，你就让他们先坐下，我们就来喂他们。
There was a little boy that had some loaves of bread and two fish.
那有一个孩子呢，有五个饼，两条鱼。
And after he had given thanks, they gave and distributed to all 4,000 people.
那接着他献上感恩以后呢，他就分给了这个四千的人。
And then at the end, gathered up many baskets full of the fragments that were left.
后来呢，零碎都收拾了好几筐。
There was a pastor by the name of Dr. Criswell in the USA.
那美国呢，曾经有一个牧师叫做这个 Criswell 博士。
He was visiting a very primitive area in South America.
那他曾经呢去一个南美的荒蛮之地宣教。
He was in the home of a missionary and his wife and children.
他去这个看望一对在那边宣教的夫妇和他的孩子们。
It was an area where there was no running water.
在那个地方呢没有流的活水。
There was a place to wash that was sitting on some boards.
那你要是洗的话呢，你就要坐在一个木板上面。
They were preparing some meals on some poorly dilapidated cupboards.
那他们当时呢，就是准备这个食物呢，也是在非常艰苦的条件下面。
They were cooking their meals on a falling. This stove was falling apart, a kerosene stove.
那他们当时在煮饭呢，用的这个炉子呢，好像这个架起来的炉子都要跌倒一样。
And while the pastor was sitting at a makeshift table,
那当这个牧师呢坐在那个椅子前的时候
，he saw a sign on the wall pasted on the wall.In the kitchen.
那他在厨房的墙上呢，看到一个贴的条子。
And the sign said, "Bless my beautiful kitchen."
那上面写的呢，就是祝福我的这个美丽的厨房。
And bless our meals, Lord, that we prepare here.
祝福我们所有的每一餐。
And warm them with your grace.
那用你的这个恩典呢，带来温暖。
He said he began to cry when he read that.
当他读这几句话的时候呢，他就开始流泪了。
Because it was such a poor area.
因为他说眼前看到的是这个贫穷的地方。
Dr. Criswell said, "I have eaten in homes with royalty."
那他说我在那边吃呢，真的是带着一个。非常尊敬的心，就像在皇家吃饭一样。
But I felt that this was the most special meal that I had ever had.
那我就觉得这是我曾经用过的最特别的餐。
Because the love of Jesus seemed to flow from the lady as she was preparing.
因为感受到主的这种爱呢，从这个主妇的手里面就流出来。
Saint Paul also said the same towards the people that he was equipping for Jesus.
那圣保罗呢，就是当时也就是有这样一个感恩的心，对那些妇女们为他们准备这个食物的。
Saint Paul says, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you."
那圣保罗就说呢，就说我每一次想到你们的时候，我就感谢我的天父。
Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you in every prayer.
他说，在这个我祷告的时候呢，我就每一个祷告里面都纪念你们。
Paul always prayed for the people that he was training to become disciples in the Lord.
那圣保罗呢，常常为那些他在训练他们成为主耶稣门徒的人在祷告。
But I find one of the more special stories is when Jesus came to the home of Mary and Martha.
那有一个故事呢，就非常的特别，就是耶稣来到马大和玛利亚的家。
Jesus would often stay in this home when he came into this area.
那每一次耶稣经过那个地方的时候呢，他常常就是下榻在这个家里面。
They had a brother named Lazarus who had just died.
那他们有一个弟兄叫做拉撒路，就死了。
And Martha said to Jesus when he arrived, "If you had only come earlier, my brother would not have died."
马大就给耶稣基督讲，他说：“你如果早在这里，我的弟兄就不会死。”
But the Bible tells us that Jesus purposely came late so that his glory could be shown to the world.
圣经里面讲到呢，耶稣故意的迟来几天，是目的是要这个荣耀要彰显给这个世界。
And so Jesus asked them to show him where he was buried.
那耶稣呢，就让他们告诉他，他埋在什么地方。
It is the only place in the Bible where we read where it says Jesus wept.
那这是在圣经里面唯一记载的一个地方呢，耶稣哭了。
It tells you the close relationship he had with this family, and now their brother had died.
那这是在讲呢，他和这个家庭有一个特别紧密的一个关系，特别是在他的兄弟去世的这个阶段。
But when he came to the grave, he looked up to heaven and he gave thanks first to his Father in heaven.
当他来到这个坟墓面前的时候，他首先呢望着天，为天上的父亲呢献上感恩。
And then he asked the Lazarus to come out of the grave.
完了以后呢，他呼唤拉撒勒从坟墓里面出来。
And the only thing that was impeding him some were the grave clothes that were wrapped around him.
最后在拉撒勒身上就是含有的呢，就是他的裹尸布含在身上。
What a beautiful picture Jesus gives us of the resurrection.
那这是多么美的一方图画，就是耶稣给我们这样一个复活在里面。
The late Dr. Paul Brandt, who was just a seven-year-old boy when he had a very special experience with his home.
在 Brandt 博士在他年轻小孩子的时候呢，他有一个特别的经历。
He idolized his father, who was a medical missionary in India.
那我非常喜欢他的这个父亲，就是他在印度是一个医疗宣教的大夫。
He was only 7 years old when three men came walking into their medical compound.
他那个时候七岁，有三个男人呢走进他的父亲的监牢的诊所。
And he had never seen people like this that seemed to have some of them had no fingers.And one of them had no feet, just stumps that were at the end of his legs.
他就看到的，从来没有看见过有人是没有指头的，有人没有脚趾头，就两个树桩子眼走进来。
And he said, "I saw my father's look on his face like I had never seen before."
我就看到我父亲的脸上。的这个表情我从来没有看见过。
And the men came in and they fell down on their faces before my father.
那些人进来呢，他们就伏伏在我父亲的面前。
And my father would say to them, "You do not, I am not God, and you are to give him thanks, not me."
那就看到他父亲说，我不是神，你不需要来敬拜我，你要敬拜神。
But my father would always pick people up when they did this, and he never went and touched these men at all.
那这就是我的父亲呢，就是把他们藏起来，让他们坐下。他不会去，不让我们去触摸这些人。
It was the first time that I had seen my father not get too close to people and help them.
那第一次我看到呢，就是我的父亲，跟人不是很亲近。不能接触他们。
My father said to the men, "We cannot help you very much here, but I will do what I can."
我爸爸就给他们说，我不知道我能做什么这个地方，但是呢，我能做的。
And so my father disappeared for a while, and he returned with salve and some new bandages and cloth for these three men.
我的父亲呢，他说 就走出去一段时间又回来呢，带着一些绷带啊之类的东西。
Their sores were covered with blood, and the cloth that they had over them were also stained with blood.
那些人的身上呢，这个血迹斑斑，他们衣服都是有血迹。
My father returned also with surgical gloves on, and I had never seen my father come back and work with people like this.
我的父亲呢，手上戴着这个做手术的这个手套，我从来没有看见我父亲这样做。
So he removed their bandages and he put on new bandages and put on salve on all of the sores that they had.
他就把旧的绷带拿走，把新的绷带缠上去，又把一些东西上在上面。
And the men never cried out in pain when he touched their sore parts of the body, as if they were oblivious to the pain.
那当时呢，就是那些人呢。我看到把绷带解下，他们都不哭的。
And they happen to have a disease which we know today in the Bible is called leprosy.
那其实他们有一个疾病，就是今天讲的呢，叫做大麻风。
My mother came with a basket full of fruit and gave it to them and asked them to take the fruit.
我的母亲呢，就说带了一篮子水果呢。就把水果给他们，让他们带走。
And as they left, they took all the fruit, but they left the basket.
当他们走的时候呢，他们把所有的水果拿走，但是把篮子留下。
Paul said, "I went over then to get the basket because it was left behind, and my mother yelled at me not to touch it."
那我就想把那个篮子呢，赶紧拿过来，但是我妈妈大声叫，不要去摸。
Because she was afraid that I could catch the same disease, and so my father took the basket and threw it in the fire to burn it.
但是因为我的母亲怕我染上同样的疾病，我的父亲拿着这个篮子呢，就把它扔到火里面烧掉了。
My mother bathed me and my sister to make sure that we wouldn't get anything from what they might have had.
我的母亲呢，赶紧给我和我的妹妹洗澡。就是不让我们会上这些疾病。
Because we didn't understand really what was happening.
那时候我们不知道究竟发生了什么事情。
But when I get to the picture today, there were 10 lepers in the Bible.
那今天当我在这个再次的回想圣经的时候呢，那里有十个大麻风。
And they came to Jesus and they asked him, "Have mercy on us."
来到耶稣的面前说，怜悯我们。
And Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priests, so that they would be able to show that they were cleansed."
你们去给祭司去查看你们的身体。
And as they were walking away, listening to his advice to go to the priests, they realized that they were healed.
当他们走在路上给这个按照耶稣的吩咐去给祭司查看的时候，发现他们的疾病好了。
And only one out of the 10 came back to thank Jesus for what he had done.
但是这十个人里面呢，只有一个人回来感谢神，感谢耶稣为他所做的。
And Jesus said to him, "Weren't there 10 that were cleansed? Where are the other 9?"
那耶稣就说给众人说，那洁净的不是十个人吗？那另外九个去哪里了呢？
And sometimes I feel that he speaks to us the same way, that we forget what's important in life and we get carried away with other things.
好多时候我觉得神在给我们讲，就是我们好多时候呢，被一些次要的事情呢就分心了，我们把主要的事情在生命里面忘记了。
For example, there was a little boy that was playing on the pier by the water.
那就像一个孩子在这个码头上玩耍。
And he fell into the water.
让他掉到水里面去。
And a soldier had seen that he had fallen in and he ran over there quickly and he brought him out from under the water to save him.
那就是一个军人呢，立刻跳下去把他从水里面救出来。
And the soldier took him home then to his family and explained to them what had happened.
那这个军人呢，就把这个孩子带到家里面，告诉他发生了什么事情。
And the mother said to the soldier, "Where is his hat?"
那这个母亲呢就告诉问这个问这个军人说他的帽子去哪里了。
We sometimes, I wonder, that sounds like so simple, but are we not all a little like that, that we focus on the wrong things? You can replace a hat, but you cannot replace the child.
Yeah.
好多时候我们有点类似，就是我们常常想到一些次要的东西，把主要的事情忘记了。你帽子你可以重做一个，那孩子不可以重复代替。
And I remember somebody saying to me some time ago, which one of the ten are you? Are you the one who came back to Jesus? Or are you one that just carried on because you had something else to do?
有时候我们要问这个问题，我们是那十个大麻风被接近的里哪一个，是来回来感恩的呢，还是治好就走了的呢？
Javier Amos was a young boy in school.
Javier Amos was a young boy in school.
And because he had leukemia, there was this program called Make a Wish Foundation.
He had a leukemia.
And he was chosen that he could make a wish of whatever he wanted, and they would see if they could do that for him.
在来到这个寂静呢，就说你可以许一个愿，你许的愿呢，看我们能不能为你成就。
Now most boys, they would say they would want to go and have a plane ride, or they would want to go to California, to Disney World, and they would have things that.They would want to do.
那大部分的孩子呢，都说要么我就是坐一次飞机去旅行，或者呢到迪士尼的乐园去看看，我自己想忙的事情，想看的事情。
But Javier asked, "Could we have a big party for all my classmates at school?"
啊，那这个 Javier 呢，他特别，他说能不能为我全班的同学呢，开一个这个派对？
So instead of wanting something for himself, he wanted to give all of his friends, and the whole school was part of a new experience.
啊，他不是仅仅为他自己要一些什么东西，他希望他的学校都能有一个新的经历。
As a 9-year-old boy, he taught his school one of the most beautiful lessons that it's more blessed to give.Than it is to receive.
他是一个非常可爱的九岁的孩子，他教导他的学校呢，就是使比受更加的有福。
And it is exactly the same thing for us. It's more blessed for us to be able to give to others than to receive.
那对我们来说也是一样，我们能够使的话，真正比受更加的有福。
But I have learned that when you give and bless others, that I am the one that gets a blessing returned.
我多年学习到的经历就是，当我真正给人帮助人的时候呢，其实我是那个恩惠的接受者。
Stephen Carter was a skinny, tall kind of a kid.
那 Stephen Carter 呢，他曾经是一个非常瘦弱的孩子。
He was a classmate of mine, Stephen Carter.
他是我的一个同班同学。
And he had no self-worth.
他自己呢，感觉到自己没有什么自尊。
As his teacher said, his self-worth was at zero.
就是他自己自我的这种价值的肯定是零。
And when he played and when he spoke to others, he was always rather rude.
他对所有的人跟一起玩的时候说话的时候都是非常的粗鲁。
And then one day his grade 6 teacher decided she was going to see if she could do something special for him.
那有一天呢，他的六年级的这个老师呢就说，他要想想他能不能为这个孩子做点什么。
And she asked him a question and his response to her was very negative.And harsh.
他问他一个问题呢，这个孩子对老师的回答呢，非常的负面，而且非常的粗暴。
And with a real kind voice, she said to him, Stephen, I'm trying to help you. I lay asleep at night trying to think, what can I do for you?
I want to help you. Stephen
said, the way she spoke to me, I'll never ever forget.
那个 Steve 呢说，他说他怎么样对我讲话的那个，场景呢，我从来不能忘记，永远不能忘记。
And as a young boy, it changed my life when I saw how much from her heart she wanted to help me.
那我作为一个小孩子，我从来不能忘记，就是说他。从他的心里面发出来，他要想要帮助我。
And today Stephen is a pastor in a church and a youth leader and director, where he would never have ended up in this kind of a position to help others as he is today.
那现在呢 ，Steve 是成为一个教会的牧师，带领很多的年轻人。如果不是那个老师的话，他可能不会成为今天这样。
We are told that.He spent his entire 50 years in this kind of ministry because of that teacher.
就是我呢，就是知道，就是说 ，Steve 今天能够五十年如一日的来服侍这些年轻人，是因为那个老师。
The other day, I was reading a story about a Buddhist man here in Surrey.
有一天，我在读一个佛教徒的。在泽瑞这个宿里住的一个佛教徒的故事。
He tells the story of how he was the oldest in his family.
他在告诉人呢，就在故事里面讲呢，他是一家里面最大的孩子。
And because his father died when he was young, he became the father figure in the family.
因为他年少的时候，他的父亲就过世呢，他就成了家里面好像承担父亲的责任。
And he said he was blessed as a young student that he was able to get a job with an American company in Burma where he lived.
他就说他呢非常的感恩，能够在一个美国人在这个缅甸办的一个公司里面呢工作。
And then the government changed some policies, and they had said.That I was free now to be retired, and I was young.
那当时呢，这个公司里面有一些特殊的政策，说我可以提前退休。
But I would have no job, and I would not be able to earn money for my mom and for my siblings.
他说：“那我失去了工作，我也不能来继续来帮助我的母亲和我的兄弟姐妹。”
So I knew I had to leave the country, and I came to Canada.
所以呢，我就想我要离开我的国家，要来到加拿大。
I married a Christian woman.
他说我跟一个这个信耶稣的女孩子结婚。
And we always had discussions about Lord Buddha and Lord Jesus Christ.
我们常常会讨论关于佛。这个菩萨，还有耶稣。
I had known something about Jesus because I went to a Catholic school for a while and then to a Baptist school where I received my education.
那我曾经也知道一些关于耶稣的事情，因为小时候在天主教的学校读书，后来在浸信会的学校读书。
And my wife would speak to many times about Jesus and what he could do for me.
那我的太太呢，常常讲到耶稣，而且说耶稣会帮我们做这个做那个。
I always rejected her until one day I was told by a doctor I had cancer.
那我常常呢都是拒绝来求耶稣的帮助，直到有一天呢，这个一个大夫说我得了癌症。
I was very frightened of what I would do, and my wife again told me about Jesus, how he would help us. But Lord Buddha can do nothing for you.
那就是说我当时呢非常的惧怕，我的太太继续讲呢，耶稣会帮助你， 但是呢，说你的菩萨做不了什么。
And one of my three daughters came to me because they were going to a Christian school where my wife had enrolled them.
她说呢，有一个我的女儿呢，来就告诉我，她是在基督教的学校里面，在读书。我太太把他们放在基督教的学校里面。
One of the three of them was a very strong-willed person.
那有一个孩子，三个里面有一个女儿呢是，意志力非常强的人。
And she came to me and she said, "Dad, I have to talk to you."
她就来到我的跟前说，爸爸，我必须要跟你讲话。
And I need to pray for you before you go for surgery.
啊，我必须要为你来祷告，在你做手术之前。
Because if you die, I'll never see you again.
因为你死掉，我也永远见不到你了。
And she didn't give up as she talked, which to me seemed like it was turned around. It's the father that's supposed to be teaching the child and not the child, the father.
讲话的方式好像是爸爸对孩子讲的方式，而不是孩子对爸爸讲的方式。
But when she asked if she could pray for me,I couldn't say no.
当我的女儿问我能不能为我祷告的时候，我不能说 no.
And when she told me she'd never see me again and she wants to see me badly, would I please accept Jesus into my life?
那她就说到呢，她永远见不到我的时候，她就问我要我要不要来接受耶稣在我的心里面。
I didn't see any hope in.Lord Buddha, so I said, "Okay, I will do what you want."
他说我在菩萨的那里面看不到任何的盼望，那我就做你要我做的吧。
And so I asked Jesus to forgive my sins and to come and live within me.
那我就要耶稣呢，求耶稣来赦免我一切的罪，让他来住在我的里面。
And I had a peace.That I never had before.
我突然有一种平安，从来没有感受过的平安临到我。
And it was a different experience for me that I've ever had.
那是我从来没有体会过的一个不同的体验。
And after the surgery, I was cancer free.
那这个做完手术以后呢，我的癌症就全没了。
And I knew that Jesus had healed me.
我知道耶稣医治了我。
And it was then that I had to tell all my Buddhist friends of what had happened to my life.
那我那个时候呢，我就觉得我要告诉我所有的信佛的这个朋友，要让他们知道我生命里面发生了什么变化。
And how Lord Buddha could do nothing for me, but Jesus saved my life.
那这个菩萨呢，做不了什么，但是呢，耶稣。已经拯救了我的生命。
I'm so thankful for my wife and I'm so thankful for my children.
我今天呢，有非常感谢我的太太，感谢我的孩子。
And not only did he have Jesus, but he wanted to bless all his Buddhist friends with Jesus as well.
他不仅仅是有一个感恩的心，而且他愿意来祝福他所有这些信佛教的朋友们。
And so the question that I have for all of you.What kind of a person do you want to be?
我今天的问题留给大家的就是你要做什么样的人？
One who just is thankful that you have Jesus, or one who also wants to give Jesus to the others?
你是不是只是一个就是说接受了耶稣就感恩的人，为自己感恩的人呢？还是愿意把耶稣来介绍给别人的人？
Because no one can help people like Jesus can help.
因为没有人能够帮助人，能够像耶稣基督那样去帮助人。
Not only here on this earth, but for all eternity in the next life also.
那不仅仅是今天在地上，也是在将来的永恒里面。
You can find that in no other religion in this world.
你在这个世上不可能从任何其他的宗教里面找到同样的。
That's why Jesus came, and that's why Jesus wants you to share him with others.
那就是为什么耶稣今天来到了世上，耶稣也要你把他分享给别人。
And in our text it said, say thank you.
那这里面这个诗篇里面讲的就是说要说感谢的话。
We have all a good reason to say thank you for what God has done to us. And if there's ever a thank you time, it should be at Christmas, not at Thanksgiving, because he has given us Jesus.
那今天如果我们有什么可以来感恩的话呢？今天就是要感恩，特别是在应该是在这个圣诞节的时候，而不是在感恩节的时候，因为天父把耶稣基督赐给了我们。
Our text says, "Say thank you to the Lord, sing praises to the God who's above all gods."
那这里特别的呢，就是讲到他说，称谢耶和华，歌颂你至高者的名。
We have everything that God can give us to meet our need right here.
圣经天呢，在地上赐给我们一切所需的。
And then also, after he takes us out of this world, for all eternity.
即使我们离开这个世界，进入永恒，他也赐给我们一切。
What will you choose, and what's your decision to share with others?
那你要怎么样来做选择？你要怎么样来做决定，去来跟别人分享
？Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for giving us your Son Jesus.
父啊，我们如此的感恩，因为你把你的儿子耶稣基督赐给了我们。
Thank you seems to be not enough of a word for what you have done for us.
感恩的话是远远的不足以表达你为我们所做的。
Because you have given us peace here as well as for all eternity.
因为你把平安在地上就赐给我们，也在永恒里面赐给我们。
Father, fill our hearts with your Spirit.
神啊，父啊，让你的灵来充满我们的心。
So that we will not only be thankful that Jesus has come to this earth for us, but that we can share him with others.
所以我今天不仅仅说你把耶稣基督赐给了我，而且我愿意把它分享给别人。
And so we can give the greatest gift in the entire world to someone this Christmas, offering them Jesus.
所以我们能够把这个宇宙中间最大的礼物也能够分享给我们周围的人。
We pray this all in your holy and precious and matchless word.
我们今天这样的祷告是应着你的这样圣洁的公义的没有无可比拟的话语。
Amen.
Amen.